This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This from Martin to start the show. Martin writes, Kevin, do you think half-court shots are more common than they used to be? Steph Curry hit one tonight, meaning last night, from the same spot the Michigan State player beat Maryland from. Seems like we see these all the time now. Thank you for that, Martin. I will answer your question here in a moment. Ted Leonsis, again today, just another chunk of my long conversation with Ted, interview with Ted from my podcast on Wednesday. You'll hear what he thinks about the Alex Ovechkin run, his relationship with Alex Ovechkin over the years. Does he have a solution to fixing the NBA All-Star game after the four nations tournament took place, and you'll hear what Ted said to me asking him about the reaction that people had to his intended move many, many months ago now to Potomac Yards. It obviously did not work out. So real quickly, Steph Curry, if you were not paying attention to the NBA last night, and I know a lot of you do not, Steph Curry had a nightmare. Steph Curry went for 56 in Golden State's win at Orlando. He is, simply put, the greatest shooter in the history of the game. He is the greatest long-distance shooter we've ever seen, clearly. He was 16 of 25 from behind... 16 of 25 overall. 12 of 19 from behind the arc. Do you know how hard it is to even get 19 three-point attempts up in a game? You know, some of you may say, well, you know, the NBA, they don't play defense, or the coach gave him the green light. Even if a coach gives him the greenest of green lights, to get open behind the arc when you are one of those kinds of shooters to attempt 19 three-pointers is pretty remarkable. And he made 12 of them. By the way, in the history of the game now, Steph has 45 nights in which he's gone for 9 or more three-pointers made. 45. Second to him, Damian Lillard with 14. He's 4 touchdowns behind Steph's mark. More than 4 touchdowns. 4 touchdowns and a field goal behind Steph Curry's mark of 45 nights in which he's had 9 or more three-pointers. So he had 56. They were getting their ass kicked last night in Orlando, and he brought them back single-handedly. The Warriors are now, I think it's 6-1 with Jimmy Butler, or 7-1 with Jimmy Butler since the Jimmy Butler trade. I actually put a wager on them at plus 900 last week to win the Western Conference. I think they're that much better after the Butler trade. But anyway, back to Martin's note to me. I do think that I don't have any data as to the frequency, whether or not it's increased over the years in made half-court shots. I don't have that on me. You know, what's interesting is you'll see in a lot of NBA games, and I hate this, you'll see a lot of players not shoot from in the backcourt, you know, after an inbounds pass at the end of a quarter, say, because they don't want their field goal percentage to drop. I mean, that's absurd. Why not? So I looked up like the longest shots in NBA history to kind of find out how many of them have happened more recently. They don't have, I couldn't find any data. If anybody finds it, you know, send it to me at Kevin Sheehan DC on whether or not half court shots or long, you know, half court or further shots are more commonplace now than they used to be. The longest successful shot in NBA history, Baron Davis from 89 feet. So that's 1 foot inside the end line, and he must have just heaved it. I don't remember it. This happened on February 17th, 2001. That's the longest shot in NBA history. Baron Davis, 89 feet. Norman Van Leer in 1977 made an 84-foot shot. Magic Johnson made an 84-footer in a playoff game in April of 1987. So we don't have anything in the longest shots ever converted that indicates it's a more recent thing. But look, I mean, this isn't going to be a tell necessarily either. I was just wondering if we were going to see this particular data skewed towards the last 5 to 10 years, and it doesn't. LeBron's got an 83-footer in 2007 when he was a very young player in Cleveland. Herb Williams made one from 81 feet in 1986. Zaire Williams made one from 79 feet for Memphis in 2023. Then you've got, you know, really nothing. Darius Miller made one from 72 feet in 2018. Andre Drummond made one from 71 feet in 2016. Now, in terms of buzzer beater game winners, well, Max Strus made a 59-footer last year to beat Dallas playing for Cleveland. In 2023, Embiid made a three-quarter court shot to tie a game against Boston. In 2021, Devontae Graham made a 61-footer to win the game. That's the longest in NBA history to win a game. 61 feet, Devontae Graham. I didn't know that before I started looking into this information. That was a Pelicans win over Oklahoma City. So the last three, and they include some incredible long-distance shots, were very recent vintage. One of the most famous NBA game-winning shots, the logo, Jerry West, Game 3 of the 1970 NBA Finals, hit a 60-foot shot at the end of regulation to tie the game, sending it to overtime. The Lakers did lose that game to the Knicks, and keep in mind, in 1970, that 60-footer was a two-pointer. It was a two-point shot that tied the game and sent it to overtime. That was one of the most famous shots in NBA history. It came during the finals. It was Jerry West. But yeah, there's really not a lot of data that would support Martin the way you feel, but I agree with you. I feel the same way. I think part of it is that we've seen the extension of the three-point shot. You know, I mean, we saw this starting 10, 12, you know, at least 10 to 15 years ago. Once players were essentially given the green light to not just shoot threes, but to shoot 30-foot threes and 35-foot threes. And Steph really changed all of that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I give Steph a lot of the credit for being the greatest shooter that's ever lived and being given a total green light from Steve Kerr to shoot it from anywhere at any time, in transition, in the half court, with plenty of time on the shot clock, with, you know, next to no time on the shot clock. And then everybody started backing up. And by the way, it changed the game, you know, and it's changed the game in a lot of ways in which people don't like, and you're certainly entitled to your opinion, and I do understand some of that. But it changed the dimensions of how you know spaced the floor, and which meant defensively you had to cover so much more ground. It's one of the reasons it's really hard in the NBA to guard. I mean, we don't see much of that effort in the regular season anyway. The playoffs, it completely changes. But even in the playoffs, we don't see what we used to see. We don't see, you know, 79-78 games. We don't see 82-81 games. I mean, occasionally we'll get those. But 20 years ago, we got them all the time. I mean, now part of that too was the hand check rule being relaxed. And once you made it more free-flowing from that standpoint, it changed the game. But what really changed the game was the extension of the three-point shot from the three-point line just behind it to 5, 6, 7 feet further out, which meant now you've got to guard so many players, not just Steph and Lillard, but there's so many players that can shoot from deep. And we've seen, you know, even in regular season games, not just all-star games, guys pull up just inside half court. I mean, you're talking, you know, 38, 39, 40 footers. And imagine, I mean, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, but imagine you used to have to basically pick somebody up and guard them from the three-point line in, and now you've got to guard so much further out, it creates so much space in the middle of the floor, and it's really hard to stop teams from scoring in the NBA. So I think that was the beginning of also, you know, but by the way, why are guys better shooters today? That's a science question, but the fact that they are allowed to shoot those shots when those shots were always considered to be bad shots, benchable shots in the past, now they practice them more often. And you see, like, I've said this for many years, like, you go back 25 years, let's just say 25 years, a half-court shot wasn't a shot. It was a chuck. It was a heave. Now it's a jump shot. So you're getting, you know, stronger legs, you're getting stronger, you know, wrist, and you get a lot of that gets into it. I mean, it was hard to shoot even for NBA players a jump shot from 45 feet 25 years ago. Now it's not that hard at all. So there's part of that involved. But Martin, I do feel like in recent years, I see a lot more three-quarter court shots, half-court shots that go in, that are attempted and that go in. And I think in part because players have gotten so used to shooting long-distance threes, and even when you get to half-court, that's not a heave. It's not a chuck. It's not just a throw. It's a shot. It's a jump shot. Legs get into it. Elbow extension. The follow-through with your wrist and fingertips. It's a backward rotation of that basketball. You shooters understand what I'm saying. It's a normal shot from half court. It's not just a chuck. It's not just you don't have to run into it. You know, from three-quarters court, you got to kind of move into it. You got to get your steps right. And you got to, you know, push off, if you're a right-handed shooter, push off that left, you know, foot and really get into it. But from half court, it's more like a jump shot. So, yeah, Martin, good thought. I agree with you. There's just no data to back it up right now. Maybe somebody will write a story on that. ESPN's got so many of those guys that look at the shooting statistics and I forget the guy's name for ESPN that's done a lot on the three-point shot and how it's become a much different shot. Not just in volume and in percentages, but in depth of shot taken. So, yeah, I Steph was incredible last night. I didn't watch the game. I watched the 6-minute highlight of just all of Steph's 56 points. I mean, he's really... I think Steph Curry is the greatest ball handler shooter in one body in the history of the game. I don't think there's any doubt he's the best shooter that's ever lived, but I'd go a step beyond that and say he's the best combined shooter and ball handler in one body that we've ever seen. I think that the only player for me, Kyrie's not the shooter that Steph is. I think if Isaiah Thomas had played later on, I think he had the talent and the skill. If three-point shooting had been an emphasis during his playing days, I think you would have seen something similar to Steph today. Because Isaiah could really shoot it. And he could really shoot it from distance. But they didn't take as many threes. And Isaiah was an incredible ball handler. I think Kyrie Irving, actually, just as a ball handler, some might say Maravich, I think Kyrie Irving, just as a ball handler, is in the conversation of the greatest ball handlers of all time. But I think the combination of shooting and ball handling in one body, I mean, you could almost say scoring, too. You know, not just shooting, but scoring. Because Steph is an incredible scorer, too. Steph can hit any mid-range shot. Steph can get to the rim and hit float, you know, get into the paint and hit floaters. Hit the angles he can shoot floaters from. Last night was a show, man. 16 of 25 overall, 12 of 19 behind the arc, 12 for 12 from the free throw line. He had 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals, if you're interested. 56 for Steph Curry, who is 36 years old, about to become 37. And I do get the sense that that trade for Jimmy Butler was to make one more run at a title with Steph Curry in the kind of frame of mind, and by the way, still having the ability to go off and carry a team like he did just a couple of years ago for their last title against the Celtics. All right. Lots to get to today. As I mentioned, you'll hear another chunk of my long conversation with Ted Leonsis at 11 a.m. Ben Standig will join us at noon. There is some news related to Myles Garrett. I'll get to that when we come back, and we'll certainly touch on the story related to potentially no tailgating at a new RFK. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.